todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your humble host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do around the home. This is episode 3 of the To-Do List Home podcast, coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others to follow can be found at todolisthome.com. That introductory music is Blue Devil Plane, brought to you by danosongs.com. Visit danosongs.com and help keep free music flowing on the web. The song of the day is Any Color You Like, recorded on the Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd from 1973. Have a listen at amazon.com, and the link can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community sufficiency and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Today's gardening chore: sowing seeds again. What a feeling. It's time to plan for and sow pepper seeds. That can only mean spring is about 15 days away. Is that right? It's March 5th here in Fairfax, Virginia, and sure enough, the end of winter approaches. 7 weeks away from the average last frost, and woohoo! It's pepper sowing time. Along with the hot peppers, we'll be sowing greens such as Bell Isle Cress, Endive, and Swiss Chard. We also must sow thyme, eggplant, marigold, and 4 o'clocks. Just as with the onions and chives, we put the seeds labeled in separate containers of vermiculite and let them soak up water. On my to-do list today is putting in my new triangular-shaped, three-tiered strawberry planter. How was the decision reached to grow more strawberries this year? Well, I had spent a long time perusing catalogs and I had a need to grow more fruit. I don't really have the room or the sun to facilitate good fruit trees, so I wanted to make the most of the yard that I have. I thought about trying something new like elderberries and gooseberries, and I looked through a couple of catalogs and I was dead set on those, but then I spoke to my wife about it without actually asking for an opinion, and I got a strong opinion indeed. My wife helped me to realize it's best to stick with what we love to eat. And that's what I recommend to you, sticking to what you love to eat as a guide for what you grow. So this year's order will be for 25 more strawberry plants and 5 thornless blackberry plants. I get the plants from Norse Farms, located in the Pioneer Valley of Western Massachusetts. A link to their website is located in today's show notes. Needing the space for a new planter was not an easy thing to come up with. I have the space, but how would I actually grow them and what kind of container? So where did I go to get the ideas for building a strawberry planter, or anything else for that matter? As always, I go to the internet. Once I got over the idea of getting more fruit, the dilemma I faced was where to put them, especially the strawberry plants. I perused the net over and over for images of strawberry planters and came across quite a few interesting ones. Based on the space and location of the planter, which would be near my garage facing the south side of the house, I needed something a bit more original in concept than what I could find on the net. After some fooling around with PowerPoint shapes, I hit upon the idea of creating a triangular-shaped planter and a multi-tiered one at that. I expanded on the triangular shape by making it a three-tiered triangle that would allow the spread of runners during the second year. Additionally, it looks really freaking cool, and it's a great addition to the patch of grass that never grew after 2 years of much coaxing. I had used 1x6s, and the plans that I came up with for this design are located in today's show notes as well. What it took to put this together and place it in the yard was a little bit of hard work. I cut everything by hand, screwed the triangles together, and connected them. From the design in the PowerPoint and measuring the space in the yard where the planter would go, I was able to determine that a right triangle with equal sides of 5 feet and a hypotenuse of 7.4 feet would be the right size. I then further determined that the size for the inner two triangle beds, and from there calculated how much wood would be required for the project. Once a more detailed plan emerged, I added support posts to the upper two tiers and connected the back of the planter tiers with fasteners. Again, the plans for this are located in today's show notes. This planter will hold 12.5 square feet of suitable planting space. I'll use this space to grow the 25 strawberry plants that I'm expecting in May, and a number of greens and flowers. Take care of the plants that'll be in this system. I've hooked up a watering system, which is really just a weeping soaker hose set on a timer. That same hose will also water the pyramid strawberry planter, my fig tree, as well as the blackberry and raspberry garden, and my other 24 square foot raised bed that will host peas, edamame, garlic, onions, flour, and more greens. As you can see from the picture in the show notes, this planter has been filled with Mel's mix as well as a deep layer of compost that has been brewing all winter. To my delight, the compost contained plenty of worms, all ready to go to work in their new home. That's it for today. Now go out and do something useful.